deportation of Iranians from the United Arab Emirates. The Persian Gulf state has reportedly deported over 500 Iranians in the recent months. According to reports, some of the deportees had lived in the country for as long as 25 years and were forced to leave without any reason. Iran's Foreign Minister Ali Akbar Salehi has expressed concern over the expulsion of Iranian nationals, urging the UAE to reconsider the move. The top Iranian diplomat made the remarks in a telephone conversation with his Emirati counterpart, Sheikh Abdullah bin Zayed Al Nahyan.
Following the deportation of several Iranian nationals by the United Arab Emirates, Iranians seek action from their parliamentarians. Let's see what they have to say.
The National Security and Foreign Policy Committee of Iran's parliament is going to carry out an investigation into the matter and follow up the issue this week.
What the UAE has done is against international law and the rights of foreign nationals. This behavior towards our citizens without any reason will be investigated and call on foreign ministry to show up in the parliament and tell us what they have done in this regard.
Other MPs have also condemned the move, saying Iranians have helped in building up the small Persian Gulf nations and deporting or not renewing the visas for people that have lived there for decades is against international law.
I believe the deportation of Iranian nationals from the Emirates is against international norms and laws. Especially as the UAE and Iran are neighbors, we should have good cooperation in different fields together. And this action by the UAE will have unpleasant consequences.
The government of the UAE has not reported any deportations. Many Lebanese have also been reportedly deported from the Persian Gulf country. Whether the reason is the same remains to be found out. An estimated 500,000 Iranians live in the Emirates. About 8,000 Iranian companies are working in the UAE, with a capital of $300 billion. Now what will these people decide about their capital, and whether they will stay or sell, remains to be seen. Pedram Khoradari reporting for Press TV in Tehran.